We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, going to Humboldt and getting a very big win, district play involved. And this is the third time you guys have played them in a season and a half. And you guys came out with a good defensive game plan and an offensive game plan as well. What'd you like about that impressive win? Because they were ranked a little bit higher than you guys in the rankings in Class 2A.
Yeah, like you said, it was a nice win for our team. Played pretty well for the most part on both sides of the ball. And Humboldt's a quality team. They're really well coached, and we've had some good battles with them the last few years. And it was good to go down to their place and get a win and take a positive step in our district.
What does it mean, coming off that tough loss to Sedgwick the week prior and basically knowing that that was a test that was going to get you ready for this ball game that you had on Friday night?
Well, I think like we talked about last week, it only became a complete loss if you didn't learn from it. And I think we learned from it as players and as coaches and came back to, last week in practice and worked on the things that we needed to work on. And, obviously we would have liked to have avoided the loss, but, I think it was, like I said, instructional in some ways and probably, helped us get prepared for Humboldt.
What does it mean? They were the ones that you've had battles with, but what it mean to get that win knowing that you're a game up in the district standings?
Well, like we said, it was a good win, good positive step in the right direction district wise. We still have, two more district games to play with West Franklin and Council Grove, so still a lot of football to be played and could go in a lot of different directions, but Humboldt got the win over Council Grove, and they were kind of in the driver's seat there, and we knew it was an important game for us as far as district standings. But now it's on to the next, and it doesn't matter anything at all if we don't come out and take care of business against West Franklin, and obviously be another game the next week against Council Grove. So still a long way to go.
I know last year you guys played Humboldt in bracket play. I know that's a team that you probably could see again in the postseason, but like you mentioned, you're not looking ahead of everything. But how do the guys just keep their mindset at one game at a time, as you mentioned, with West Franklin coming up on a Friday night at home for you guys?
Well, we talk about having a 1-0 mindset, all the time here. We've talked about it here for a long time. And you want to do that, if you have something negative happen to you, but at the same time, you want to do it in the positive as well. One game doesn't, automatically mean you're all that in a bag of chips. You got to come out and do it each and every week. So, the 1-0 mindset is something that we preach here. And I think over time our kids have bought into it and they see the benefits of having that type of mentality.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, coach, as we mentioned, West Franklin coming up on a Friday night at home for you guys. They're coming off a 42-6 win against Eureka, but they're 3-3 on the season with wins over Northern Heights and Central Heights as well. Had a close loss to Mission Valley, have lost to Neodesha and Council Grove. What are some things that kind of stand out on film about West Franklin that's going to give you guys a challenge?
Well, like you said, they're a team that's been having some success this year and coming off of a big win against Eureka. And offensively, they do some creative things for sure. They run some quad stuff and do some motion and do some things to, create some matchups in their favor. So, defensively, we're going to have to align Sally to those different looks and be ready for their different, ways of trying to get their guys the ball and in positive situations. And offensively for us, we got to come out, they run primarily a forefront defense, so got to be sound in that area. But ultimately it comes down to coming out and playing sound Osage City football each and every week regardless of the opponent, and that's what we're focused on doing.
Well, coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night against West Franklin, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
That's Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department, providing and maintaining quality recreation programs such as youth tackle football, flag football, soccer, basketball, and more. Visit osagecity.com. NTL Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.